The Guardian.
I'm Chris Murren and I'm chair of the What If Social Innovation Foundation. I think it's a really interesting time for social care because they've got this very radical agenda of personalising care so that individuals can buy the provisions and the support that they need. And that's one of the most, radical policy areas that I've seen across government at the moment. But to deliver on that, you need people out there in the market who are looking for innovative, creative ways of supplying that need. And I think, you know, this event was pulled together by Anne James in order to, first of all, get a sense of how many ideas are out there, you know, what kind of innovation is happening in this arena. And I think she was thrilled. I mean, 142 entries, which is a huge number. It's been whittled down, and we're seeing the five finalists today. And then the Social Innovation Foundation will support the winner by doing a development project for them to get them to the next level. The regional development agencies whittled it down from, representatives from the RDAs whittled it down from 142 to the final five. And now it's our job to really look at it's for me, what I'm looking for is two sides. First side is there a good idea here? Is there truly an innovative approach to an issue? But then also, is there a team in place? Is this an organisation or a structure who have the ability to now take it forward? Can they actually use the help, the money, the consultancy that we could give them to get them to the next level? So I'm looking for both.
The Guardian.